Hey, GWA listeners, this is my response to the Yummy Mixer questionnaire by Miss. I haven't done the first one. This is Yummy Mixer 2, I guess. Anyway, and this is my second attempt at recording it because the first recording kind of went tits up. Okay, so what is the weirdest thing that ever made you horny? Food. I may have a few issues with food, but you know, when something hits all the right taste buds, I get a little bit hot under the collar and squirmy. So, yeah. So food and sex sometimes can be quite the combination. Anyway, do you watch gay porn or have you ever? I have. I don't watch a lot of porn as a rule. I find watching other people doesn't really push the right buttons for me. I prefer to read or listen, or I look at a lot of images, like just still images. Tumblr is my friend. But as for content, I look at all of it. All of it. Like, every combination of human being that you can imagine. Yeah. How big is too big and how small is too small? If we're talking cock size, I haven't personally encountered anything too much on either end of the scale. That said, I've worked with a fair variety over the years. And I would say the only real limitation is a woman's depth or a hole's depth as far as size. I mean, if you want to go balls deep, you've got to be about the same length as she is deep. That said, there are other holes and other options. So go for it. Anyway. What is the best way to bind someone? Handcuffs, ropes, etc. Well, I'm not usually the one doing the binding, and I will say for me, I love rope. I love being tied up. And I discovered this not very long ago. But now I just can't get enough of it. There's something very primal about it. Do you prefer hand jobs or blowjobs? Well, I'm better at blowjobs. I get a lot of compliments on that, and I'm kind of useless at hand jobs. So, without putting in more hours to get better at the hand jobs, I'll just use my mouth, thanks. And I really enjoy oral. Like, really, when people ask me what's your favorite sex act, it's like fellatio, it's hands down. My answer. So, and I eat pussy too, and it's just, but it's different. I like it, but it's different. There is nothing quite like a cock slamming the back of my throat. So yeah, I'm steadfastly in the blowjob camp. Which hand do you use when masturbating? I don't really play favorites. It's generally an all hands on deck, and it may depend only on sort of what position I'm in. Sometimes one hand can reach better than the other. Like if I'm propped up on one shoulder, then that arm probably isn't working. But typically, if I'm laying on my back, both hands are working. One might be holding lips apart while the other one thrusts, or I might be rubbing myself while my other hand is playing with my nipples. So I don't know. If I thought about it, probably just right hand rule, because I am right handed and it's probably what I go to first. But yeah, I more hands the merrier. Three of your worst and best personality traits. I I skipped out of answering this the first time I recorded this, and I'm going to skip out again because I can't think of suitable answers for this. It's like I hate it in interviews, and I really just don't like that kind of analysis of myself. So yeah, not going to go there. What are some sexual things you will never do? Well, outside of, sort of limits, like sort of typical limits. And there are, the bigger taboos and the lesser taboos, and I'm pretty okay with the lesser taboos. But as far as sort of more standard sex things, about the only thing I really steer away from is anything to do with my feet. So, like, foot jobs or someone coming on my feet or even having my feet rubbed, it just doesn't work for me most of the time. So I just steer away from it. Not a fan. Although I don't mind having my ankles bound. But actual playing with my feet is not really a thing of mine. Do you think that one orgasm is enough or are multiple orgasms needed? Once in a while, sure, yeah, let's go for all the orgasms you can have. I actually really enjoy the whole forced orgasm game where it gets to be painful at times, and you just think you can't do any more, and then there's another one, and you're just hot and sweaty and shaking and exhausted. And at the end of a session like that, it's just like, ugh, so blissful, so amazing. But most of the time, fuck, every orgasm is like a gift. I'm just happy to do it. On the flip side, I really suck at edging. I can do it, but I hate it. Like, Dom wants to punish me, and it's going to be edging or orgasm denial, outright orgasm denial. Fuck, I suck at that. So, yeah, one is wonderful. Many is a different thing altogether. Yeah, I like orgasms. Where in your house do you want to or like to have sex? Honest to God, I really just like the bed. I mean, I'll have sex pretty much anywhere that's, not painful. Like I don't want to lay on Lego to have sex. But yeah, pretty much. If I can get into a place where it's gonna work, then yeah, let's do it. I mean, one day I'd love to have a house with a walk-in shower or a large tub. Sort of standard tubs really don't do much for me. I find there's barely any room to move around. There's not enough space to get my legs where I want them to go. And I can never get the angles right. Well, rarely. It takes the right kind of person to, right kind of partner to get it right. But yeah, one day I will have a better, bigger house. Which do you prefer, sweet or salty foods? I have no preference. I love junk food. I love chocolate. And potato chips, though, is probably my Achilles heel, so we'll go with salty. Because really, if I'm craving, chances are I'm craving salt over sweet. Have you ever tasted yourself, and how was it? Ugh, let's see. The answers would be yes, many times, frequently. God, I think the first time I tasted myself, I was young, like way young. But I recently described it as lemon buttercream frosting. because there's a tang to it. And it does change through, with hormonal fluctuations or what I've eaten or whatever. So, it can sometimes be a little bit bitter, but most of the time it's just this really, oh, citrusy, almost creaminess. I'm quite fond of it, but I like cum in general, so go figure. Where is one place you would never have sex? Okay, when I first read these questions over, I couldn't stop laughing because I kept coming up with, there's a lot of really, really bad ideas for places to have sex, like middle of a highway. Not a safe place to have sex. likewise, helicopter landing pad or something like that. There's just so many places where you wouldn't want, okay, in the lion's cage at the zoo, not a good place to have sex. In a kindergarten classroom, not a good place to have sex. So I just and then I start thinking of the sublimely ridiculous, on in outer space or something, like, well, maybe in a space station or on a spaceship, but like in the void of space, I would never have sex in the void of space. I know to the core of my being that ain't happening. So then I started to think about this in a more sensible way. And I guess the one thing that I would say is, as much as public sex turns me on so much, like so much, being mindful of not exposing people who aren't in on it to what you're doing, it's really hard to come up with a public space that's not going to be a risk. So, things like the public disgrace videos and similar, where everyone's in on the act and it's really a sound stage, but it looks like public, or they've basically blocked off a laundromat so that they can have their way in it, and then brought actors in, then great, or actors or extras or whatever you want to call audience. Yeah, I would totally do that. So, basically, where would I never have sex? Like, it's really only the ridiculous places. As long as everyone in the room is consenting and to at least being around the activity, then great. Like, go for it. And as far as anywhere else, yeah, a locked door goes a long way. So, retail store at night, sure. Office building, great, as long as the janitor's not going to walk in. Like, really, there isn't a lot of limits for me for that. Is there anything you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find? I thought about this too for a while, and I don't worry too much about people finding sex toys or condoms or lube or whatever. It's like, yes, I'm human and a sexual being, and deal with it. Erotica too. Like, I've got a couple of pretty raunchy books kicking around. Not too worried about it. I think I would be much more concerned with people finding the really trashy fanfics I've written and never published. Horrible, horrible fictions. Crappy artwork I've created that, I just did for an exercise to create and never needed to see the light of day. My sort of mindless ramblings in my journals. I think I'm much more worried about private things than anything to do with sex or kink. So, two things you like or dislike about oral sex. Honest to God, I don't know if there's anything I dislike about oral sex, except maybe getting pubes caught in my teeth. And even that I deal with, you know, it's like whatever, you know, pick it out and move on. As far as what I like, there's like so many things. I love having sort of the control taken away from me. So the sort of just being used as a hold a throat fuck, like having a hand on the back of my head and just, you know, letting him drive. I love that. Well, likewise, if I'm getting ground into a pussy, you know, just the hand on the back of the head is something else. Two things. What's the second thing? Well, the second thing is cum. Yeah, I've already talked about that. I kind of like it. And you know, once in a while, you get a mouthful of cum that isn't that tasty, but yeah, overall, it's pretty fun. How would you feel about taking someone's virginity? Okay, well, there's a couple of issues I have with this first, and one is virginity is kind of this weird social construct. Like for me, like yes, when I had vaginal intercourse, I suppose that is losing my virginity, but I'd done so much before that act in itself was kind of, really? This is what I've waited for? Very not impressed. The other thing is that, you know, we typically talk about virginity in a very feminine way, even though men lose their virginity as well. Again, if we're considering it as a social construct, blah blah blah. So, all that said, I have taken a couple of people's virginity. I've been the one. And I think the big difference is knowing whether you're doing that, like if you know ahead of time or if you find out after the fact. Like, I think there's a lot more pressure on a person if you know in advance that you're going to be the first. For me, I found out after. Like it was, well, sort of during. It's like, fumble, fumble, fumble. Oh, you don't really know what you're doing. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll lead you through this. But not knowing ahead of time was I think helpful because there can be an awful lot of build up of pressure and expectations and anxieties around it. But at the end of the day, it's like it is really kind of an honor and really flattering to be the first. And you know that no matter what, for better or worse, you're going to be there, you're going to be the yardstick for a while. Like, certainly for their next encounter and maybe for after that. Like, I mean, who knows? For me, my first encounter was really not. Like I said, it was pretty underwhelming. And it was not really much of a yardstick for me. It was like, well, you know, come on, you can't do worse than that. I mean, sex in a car at the side of the road is really a low bar. Pretty much any encounter after that was going to be better. So, you know, knowing that if you have the opportunity to make it, you know, somewhere in, you know, aim for at least the middle, if not the top, I think that's helpful. And make sure that it's comfortable and make sure that it's loving. Really, like, even if it's a one night stand, you can still be loving and caring and human and compassionate, regardless. So, yeah. How would I feel about doing it again? At my age, I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, so those are my answers, and thank you so much for listening.